So moving on, the last thing that we have on the agenda is the podcasting strategic plan. I know, Dave, you kind of did a brief intro regarding this when you put it on the agenda, but if you maybe want to set the context.
Yeah. I was watching Democracy Now! On Free Speech TV a few days ago, and Amy closed the show saying that, talking about the fact that Democracy Now! Was now podcasting. You've been able for some time to download the Daily Show via MP3, and just in case anybody doesn't know what podcasting is.
So are you telling them anyway?
Actually a more general thing than just for iPods. It's the technology or the method is called RSS, which stands for Really Simple Syndication. And what it does is it's very easy. You just put a small bit of code up, and what it allows people to do is subscribe to a given show. Now, subscribing means that whenever your device, whatever it is, whether it's there are software things that run on your computer, or there are hardware devices like iPods, etc. But in the case of iPod, its interface is a soft piece of software. Bottom line, whenever your RSS reader launches, it goes and sniffs all the things you've subscribed to. And if a new thing is available, it notifies you and downloads it. So that when you go to bed at night and you put your iPod, in the case of Apple iPod and the iTunes software, it's seamless. So you go to bed, you stick your iPod in its cradle. If you're connected to the internet or when you connect, it sniffs to see if there's a new show. If there is, it downloads it automatically. So you pop your iPod out of its cradle when you go to work in the morning and you listen to Democracy Now! Starting when you press the play button.
And it also works with our computers that we have right now. It doesn't have to be this cool little device.
Exactly. You can do it on any computer. But the bottom line, and there are going to be more
portable
and more portable devices that are RSS enabled, so you can subscribe to programs. And there is even one, the Tau Media Player, which is a wireless device which sniffs for a network and can connect without access to a computer. Bottom line is, other radio stations are experiencing a large increase in podcast listeners. Where it's relevant to us is that Democracy Now! Is responsible for a significant proportion of our income. If KPFK listeners and KPFA listeners and WBAI listeners and WPFW listeners and KPFT listeners are listening to Democracy Now! Via downloaded content, we have an issue when fund drives come, because the show that's put up on the web doesn't have pitching. So she does an hour-long show during fund drives, and that show is posted on her website. And then on the broadcast, on the air, in each signal area, she does pitching for that station. But there's no way to tell whether a podcast listener, well, actually, it's not entirely true. You could figure out where somebody is based on their domain name, and that might be an answer. But bottom line is, when somebody's downloading the content, you don't necessarily know where they are. So the idea that she could pitch on her online available content for KPFK is not a goer. Well, what happens if 10% of your listening audience is listening via podcast? That means your biggest fundraising program just lost 10% of its audience on the air. So you've got trouble. The problem is actually more general than that, because as we go to, as downloaded content becomes more and more, as more and more people are using these devices to listen to audio, and I think it's going to become the dominant form of listening because it's listening on demand, you've got to deal with what's our relationship to independent producers. When do we get to pitch to the audience that downloads things? Now, one answer is, and I think, I mean, my own favorite answer is that what Pacifica should be doing is organizing a platform for anybody doing any kind of mission-driven programming. In the same way, Live 365 is a platform for many different people to program, and they now have podcasting, etc. Different services are going to start competing for producers. So Live 365 is one of the five biggest internet broadcasters, and they don't produce their own programming. What they do is they allow people who produce programming to use their facilities to reach listeners. And then they deal with, you know, collecting a certain amount of money for anybody who wants to use the system. But the individual, quote, stations on their platform still do their own independent fundraising, whether that be selling things or whether it be asking for donations. Anyhow, what I talked to Ambrose when I saw this and was thinking about it, that we don't have any strategic planning on this process, and it is going to start hitting us probably hard starting in October with the October fund drive, because I think we're going to have significant amounts of audience moving to this platform. And we have a couple of different issues, our own internal podcasting, but I think the Democracy Now! Question is really pressing. What is our relationship with Amy, and how do we arrange to get a fundraising pitch to listeners who are downloading it from her platform? In other words, we're not even paying for that bandwidth. There are a lot of different ways you can do this. You could have her have people trying to get the program. Well, I won't go into them. The point is that I think we need a working group. This has elements of finance committee stuff in it. It has elements of technology committee stuff, and the technology committee has not yet met this year.
Right.
Since we convened. I've sent a couple of emails to the convener. He tried at once to convene it, but it fell through. I wouldn't mind convening it myself, but there's also other people who need to be brought in, and the advantage of doing some of the strategic planning in a working group is you can convene a meeting at a moment's notice. However, we've just dealt with the whole, you know, dichotomy of you know, that flexibility versus, well, the public noticing of anything we're trying to do. However, there may be some confidential stuff involved, blah, 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 blah. So anyhow, the idea was convene a working group of the coordinating committee to organize a strategic planning approach to, in the near term, dealing with the Democracy Now! Issue, our listeners moving off our air.
So are you asking, you're asking for a working group, not of the coordinating committee, but of elements of lots of other committees, or
well, the coordinating committee's job is to coordinate the activities of the board between meetings, and so since this is something that has effects on other, on more than one committee, the
it has an effect on all the stations.
Yeah.
From my point of view. And I asked him if he would pool together a working group to begin to look at it, and look at it very seriously.
And what about including, you know, executives on that committee, too?
That was the intent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That there would be executives. Mm-hmm. Also, we have, like, for example, here in L.A., there are people who do the digital, the show Digital Village, who are very, very sophisticated about such things, and I wanted to pull them in.
Yeah, add the geeks.
Get the Geek Squad.
That's right.
Up.
Absolutely.
Okay, so can we just have a motion that asks for a committee to consider the podcasting whether we can add fundraising to podcasting? Because, you know, KPFT's been podcasting for several months now. We just heard KPFT.
Yeah.
But that's not a hard problem, because during Fund Drive you can put pitches on your own podcast material.
Well, has anybody done it? I mean, we could ask them to do that.
Well, we need to do that, but that's not as hard a problem as when you're airing independent productions and pitching there, as in the case of Democracy Now! That's the
But I think the point
problem
that Wendy's making is that we should also touch all bases and make sure that our people are aware of the fact that this has to be done.
No question. And we've got 3 months to get, actually less than 3 months to get it together.
Well, unless we're BAI, who is going to have a fund drive really soon. But still, yeah, I totally agree. And so what do you want to call it? The podcasting
group.
Podcasting strategic planning group or something?
Yeah, the only problem I have with podcasting is I prefer RSS, but nobody knows what it is. Podcasting is like Kleenex. It's related to a brand. But anyhow,
yeah.
So podcasting working group.
That is great. And the other aspect of Democracy Now! Or the, you know, besides television, that also are kind of slowly drifting away from us, besides particular
ones?
Well,
yeah, our audience gets Democracy Now! In a variety of ways. So this, what I envision is potentially talking, well, we probably need to talk to some of the folks over at Democracy Now! too. Though the question is, in what order? Do we, you know, talk to them at the outset, or do we say, well, this is what we think works and what we want, and now we go talk to you? But I think there may be, what it's probably going to require is some negotiation about fundraising from people who found, because the value that we're providing is we're how people find the broadcast. Once they know it exists, they have a number of different ways to go and access it. But the value we're providing, aside from the fact that we fund the basic funding of the program and that we created it, is that we are also a gateway to it. So
yep.
There should be some recognition that there is that value and some cooperation in figuring out how to get some fair return for supporting the program. Because if we're paying the money to produce the program and then all of the, and then providing the gateway, and then all of those listeners go listen, and then we can't afford to pay for the program development anymore, then it's a mess.
Yep. And Pete Caracas ought to be very much involved in this too. I talked with him this morning.
Okay.
This is where my feeling is that Amy would be willing to take a look at this.
Sure.
You know, this is one area where that would not take anything away from us, and she's always been very cooperative with anything on you know, on that level.
Right. But the point is that we need to have some idea of how we're going to do it, and it needs to be done. I don't want the middle of September to be here and not know what we're going to do, because it's also going to require a change in, you know, what happens during the fund drive. It's already a stressful, tense time, and not the right time to be planning, okay, let's pitch this in the following
week. Yeah. The system needs to be in place.
Right.
Okay, so I guess with all of this discussion, Dave, do we have a clear motion on this?
Form a working group on strategic planning for podcasting. Including the impact of Democracy Now! Podcasting on fundraising.
Okay. Now, which committee will be charged with forming the working group?
What Ambrose and I discussed is that it would be this committee, it's going to involve a number of other committees, not just.
And I asked Dave to head it up if he could.
Okay. Are you comfortable with that, Dave?
Aside from the fact that I serve on 8 other bodies, yes.
And don't forget the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You better learn to put that first.
Everybody tells me that.
But it's about a beer wedding.
Yeah,
but you have to declare kids before it actually works.
Oh, okay.
Before you can bow out of anything.
Okay.
Maybe Dave, you could summarize some of what you just said, presentation, for the rest of the board.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, you mean like write a document to the rest of the board?
So that it would be clear as to.
No, what's the motion? We're going to ask the PNB on the 25th to consider forming this special working group.
No. The working groups are bodies created by committees to bring.
Oh.
So what it would mean is that anything the working group proposed would come to the coordinating committee and whatever other committees are involved, and then from there it would go to the PMB. But the PMB doesn't need to approve the formation of these bodies.
Okay. So we're just going to approve it ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I move approval of Dave's motion.
Okay, are there any objections?
Okay.
Hearing none, it's passed. And that's the last agenda item that we have for this evening.
Moved through it rather nicely, Madam Chair.
Yeah, it's safe.
I thought this was a good, productive meeting, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. I did too. And I'm really just impressed with how much we get done at this committee, in this committee, so I thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Before we hang out, I have to apologize. I was in the hospital, so it's been affecting me.
I'm at
the end of the tunnel, but meanwhile I'm sputtering before I get to the end of that tunnel.
Are you getting better, Ray?
I was in Montana yesterday.
Montana?
Mount Sinai Hospital.
Mount Sinai.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not that. So anyway, but I'm being careful. So hopefully,
very good.
Things. I have an appointment with my doctor on August 1st, and by then a lot of change should take place. So.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us.
Because of lack of interest.
Yeah, you take care.
Okay.
Health is more important than anything, man.
Actually, before we go, who else on this committee wants to be on this working group?
I would be willing.
Excellent.
Well, I'm not as technical as you are, especially this particular difficult period, but I have close relation with Amy and people on the show, so I would be quite willing to, you know, facilitate that in any way I can.
Okay, I will send messages about the working group when we schedule it to the whole PNB. So everybody's aware.
Good.
And anybody who wants to join will be welcome.
Thank
and I'll
you.
Tell Pete that you'll be in touch with him.
And can you also contact Mark Ambrose and ask
sure.
if he'll participate? I would
sure.
think that
Got
would
it.
Be very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye. Right, thanks,
Godspeed, everybody.